slice the head open with a machete, and they tortured them before they killed them. Oh, it was a horrible story. The inspectors that went down there from the state said they'd seen a lot of things happen in their lifetime, but never anything so gruesome as this grave of bodies that they uncovered on Monday. And they're still looking around this farm. They think they may find a lot more bodies, but they're all drug related. Now, the boy, they claim, was not an addict, but you never know for sure. But we have a program over here, the 10 Most Wanted. It's an FBI, it's a series of programs that they display on TV on Sunday evenings to try to get the word out around the country on criminals at large. They try to depict their crimes and on TV and give you a description of the person, and they've picked up a lot of people with tips. They have 800 number telephone calls, which an 800 number in this country, you do not have to pay any toll, and you can make a report. Anyway, on the program a couple of weeks ago, they had a college boy that was over the border into Mexico with his friends, and they were heading back. And this one boy broke away from his team of friends and said, "I'll catch up to you." And he went over in the shadows to talk to a man, and he never was seen again. And I kind of think it was that party that they found in the grave, because it happened down in that part of the country. So it's a shame that drugs are running rampant, but are you having the similar problems down there in New Zealand, or have you been able to stay away from all this problem? Over.
W4KEH-LL4LES, that's a pretty bizarre business, Eric. It's a terrible business, isn't it? Yes, now we have the same problem, but not on such a scale as you would have it over there. The one that the most prevalent here is the cannabis or marijuana. That seems to be the one, but as yet they haven't too much of the harder ones. Up in Auckland, in the larger centres, there are some, but it's for every day in the courtroom, there's always a few cases. As I said, our population in this town isn't so terribly big. But there's usually seven or eight every court day that come up on charges of cultivating or use. But I don't know what's going to happen. It's becoming a big problem. And I don't think we want to go as drastic as what they do in Singapore, but obviously, it seems to be working anyway over there. I think that possibly our generation are getting a little soft, Howard. I'm not a believer in the way things are going as regards punishment, Howard. Over.
I think we're all of the same opinion on that score. It seems like they get caught, you get a pusher, he gets caught, and they put a $2 million, not a fine, but you get the words I want to use. Bail. They put a $2 million bail on a guy, and he sticks his hand down his pocket, pulls out $2 million in cash, lays it on the table, and that's the last we see of him, because he just jumps bail. He don't care if it costs him $2 million, because he's got another $10 million to make 5 minutes later. What do they do in Singapore? You mentioned you don't think things should be as drastic as they are in Singapore. Over.
Roger, yeah, they did them. They did them. Hell, at it.
Well, I think that's giving them a break. When they sell drugs and they ruin people's lives and everything else with it, I think they ought to be a little more drastic than that. Give them a little punishment before they shoot them, over.
Roger, yes, it's... I was talking to a chap that just come back from there not long ago, and he said that it's pretty clean. You can walk down the streets there if you like, not in the... in the real bad area, but in the normal run-of-the-mill streets, you can walk down there, or a woman can walk down the streets, and there's no problems whatsoever. There's no litter. You'll find $1,000 if you drop a cigarette butt or anything like that. And if you're caught with drugs, the penalty is death. It certainly made a big difference, and I think that in the Malaysian state it's a similar punishment. There has been two New Zealanders been in jail over there for some time, and they were caught, and they have been sentenced to, one's been sentenced to death and the other one's been sentenced to, I think it's about 20 years imprisonment. But on the airports and all the signs when you go in, there's big displays of signs that say that the penalty for drug offences is death, and it's well displayed. So anybody that does it knows the penalty, so they really haven't got any kick coming, I don't think, but they say that it's making a big difference. In Singapore, anyway, Harrod
said. Better from there. Sir, oh, the bridge party, the hen party sounds real good upstairs. You're very warm to get out of the way, I'm sure of that. We've got one coming up here in 2.5 weeks' time. We've got a big wedding coming up at the house here. My son is getting married. The first one in the family to get married, so we've got that to look forward to. Yeah, Clifford sounds very nice there, and... Yeah, 50 years on the air. I've been on the air 33 years. And my first call sign was Victor Romeo 2 Delta Delta in the Fiji Islands. This was where I started off. And when I started off, I was in the Air Force. I was in the Air Force for 27 years. And we used to operate Sunderland Flying Force up in Fiji in those days. And that was where I first started off in amateur radio, Gene. W9NZN, ZL3WN.
Oh, fine, Jack. 100%. I'll tell you, those hells aren't hurting you tonight. As I told you before, and this is no exaggeration, you have the strongest signal that I've heard, and the clearest and best signal that I've heard out of the VKZL lands, and I've been around here about an hour now. Very, very nice signal. And always enjoy, I don't know, for all those years we've enjoyed working VKs and ZLs, even back in the old AM days, and which was quite a thing to do in the 30s to get that kind of DX on phone. But we've had so many nice contacts with the down under stations, and always seem to have nice QSOs instead of... I called a station today. I can't recall where he was located, but I called him and he says 5'9". That's all I got out of him. I could care less whether I'm 5'9" or whatever. And I said, well, I gave him his report and that was it. Because I thought, well, if you want to give me a report like that, I'll give you one. And that was the end of the QSO. That's ridiculous in my opinion. This day and age, we have. Under the right conditions and a decent antenna, decent even 100 watts or whatever, why, it's not any trick to work DX if you want to work at it. And beside, propagation determines your signal strength more than anything else, in my opinion. I talked to a VK tonight that was using 70 watts. He was just boiling in here. So, how'd I get on this subject? I didn't mean to get on my soapbox, but he's just to get a report. And of course, I'm death against. I won't say against anybody to do their own thing, but I can't see all these contests where you got 55 stations all calling the same guy, and they just it's unbelievable. I can't see much fun in that. To talk to you directly and to exchange ideas and thoughts, why, that's fine. Incidentally, very interested in your terrain, but golly, that bluff sure is not hurting you tonight, but I can understand what you're saying when you're looking at it, and you say, well, I'm beaming into that hill, and there you are. We're fortunately way up in the clear. Laramie did get a lot of publicity. They had the man from Laramie. They had the Laramie TV show and a lot of things like that, and books and stories. I've only lived in this area in Laramie for 5 years, but I did live in Wyoming for 15 years in another part of the state. And there's a great deal of history out here that's most fascinating, but it all revolves around the westerns, I think, pictured better than anything. Won't hold any longer, Jack. I certainly appreciate you coming back. And once again, what a nice signal. And a pleasure to talk to you there at Christchurch, or near Christchurch. And interested in the topography of your location. That must be something. It is 19 degrees here right now, 19 degrees Fahrenheit. Let's see what it is centigrade. It's minus 7 degrees centigrade, I see. I push a little button here, gives me both readings. Minus 7 degrees centigrade, and the wind's blowing pretty strong, which is not unusual. ZL3WM, W9NZM.
Yeah, Roger. W9NZN, ZL3WM. Yeah, well. Yeah, well, that's as cold as the very, very coldest it ever gets here, and that's only on a few days of the year when it gets down that cold here, fortunately. We get very little snow down here on the plain. Tons of mud in the mountains. The whole of the South Island is a huge ridge of mountains runs right down through the center. And the country is predominantly mountainous throughout the whole of New Zealand, of course. The same in the North Island, there's a great big mountainous plateau right up through there. But this ridge runs right down through the center here. It goes up to over 12,000 feet and runs from the very northern tip to the southern tip of the South Island. There's a very narrow plain on the west coast and a very broad plain on the east coast. The rainfall variation is tremendous. We get 25 inches a year over here. We get 125 on the other coast and up to 300 up in the mountains. So we've got a good watershed up there, as you can imagine. And the climate is fairly quiet, really, particularly here. As you get farther south, it gets quite a bit cooler, of course, and also a bit wetter, too. Yeah, okay, on the westerns too. Yeah, well, when I was a young lad, I used to read a tremendous number of westerns. That was, I've always been a very avid reader, and I used to read a lot of westerns in those days. I don't think I could even be bothered to read one now. Tastes have changed, do I? As a matter of fact, I'm just busy reading a Wilbur Smith book, things like that are more the norm things nowadays. But oh well. As long as you enjoy the amateur radio, that's all that really matters. I like a good rank chew like yourself. I've never been one for these long goodbye cures, though, that's for sure. So, nice meeting up with you, June. Hope we'll catch up again one of these days. It's my pleasure. All the best to you and yours. W9NZN, ZL3WM signing.
Fine, Jack. 100% all the way. What a terrific transmission.
I turned the gain up so the girls upstairs could maybe hear you. By the way, we do have a new TS-940S here, a couple weeks old, and a linear is an old Heath Kit SB220 at a half power and a three-element gain. I guess maybe I told you that, but it is at the end of the QSO. That's the way I usually do. I usually give my name at the last transmission. That's about the way I operate. Anyway, good night to you. And of all of the places in the world that I think I'd like to visit would be New Zealand, and my wife feels the same way. So maybe we'll be there one of these days. I'd love to see your country, and it always sort of fascinated me because of variations between
the high country and the water's edge and the South Island, North Island, I should like to see New Zealand very much. So that would be number one on our agenda, Jack. Good night. Thanks very much for coming back to our shout. ZL3WM near Christchurch, W9NZN Laramie.
Yeah, roger, roger. Cheers, Dan Holloway.
W9NZN, Victor King 5, Lima, Sierra. Victor Kilo 5, London, Spain, calling him up.
Bob Herbert or Acaroa counties by any chance?
QRZ W9NZN, if anybody's calling.
Yeah, Victor King 5, London, Spain. VK5LS, calling him back.
I'm in Paparoa. Paparoa County, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, QSL, we still need those three for second time around, so I'm always looking for somebody just outside of Christchurch. Thanks a lot, Jack. KD6JKXZL0AG.
I'm Herbert County on the weekend, if you want it at all.
Oh, very much so, very much so. I need it for my
224. What time of day, Jack, and what days?
Yeah, well, you look for me Easter weekend on Good Friday. Good Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
It's got its advantages too there, Ron. It's got its advantages too. Anyway, back to you. KB6, United November, Mike, ZL1BBH.
Yes, very green on the sun, and when I copied WWV today, I thought I had not heard the alpha index correctly, because you know in the past, 25 or 30 would be an enormous number for the alpha index, and the K index, is even smaller than that. But they gave an alpha index today of 175, and we're speaking about a big proton storm striking the Earth, and that's been the big reason for the disruption in the magnetic field. And somehow or another, I didn't also get your handle. I guess you got my name, Frank, and if you'll give it to me, I'll write it in the log here. I'm using a 24-element array, which is 63 meters high, and I have a color picture postcard of the antenna. I'll send it out to you if you're okay on the call, but 3 Delta 2 Alpha Germany, W6 King Peter Charlie.
W6 King Peter Charlie, 3 Delta 2 Alpha Golf. Okay, Frank, and sir, my name is Tony. Tango Oscar November.
Yeah, did I copy 14633? Is that correct?
Roger, roger.
14633 in the city of Suva. Is that correct?
Roger, roger, Frank. Suva, capital city. And there's no zip code, but that's okay, go ahead.
Roger. I'll just put Tony, 3 Delta 2, Alger Radio, 3 Delta 2, Alpha Germany, PO Box 14633, Suva, Fiji Islands. I should get there. Is that roger?
That's correct, Frank. Well, I sure look forward to your part there. It's a nice picture of your array. Is it Yagi array, or what kind of array is it to go in?
Well, Tony, it's a tower that's about 40 some odd meters high, four-legged latticework tower, and then there's a super sky needle going up another 35 meters from there, and it's like a tremendous mast, and it rotates, and at the very top there's a boom that holds two Yagis, one at each end. The Yagis are 20 meters apart, but collinear. In other words, the two 6-element Yagis are on the same level above ground, but separated boom to boom by 20 meters. So it makes a 12-element collinear array at 63 meters above the ground. Then you come down, 21 meters down, and there's another big cross boom with two more Yagis, the same thing. So there's another 12 elements there. So it makes a sort of a square array. If you're looking at the end of the bombs, you'd be like at the four corners of a square. And there's, of course, the upper layer and the lower layer. Now I have, you come down 21 more meters and there's still another pair, but they're not connected in electrically yet. It'll be 36 elements when it's completed. So right now I'm using the upper and the middle bays combined for a 24-element rotary array. This whole thing is freestanding with no guy wires. Top is 63 meters up. Go ahead.
Well, okay, Frank, you're really impressive there. And I'm sure you have no problem at all on DX with that kind of system, Frank. Even with only 24, if not 12, honest. And I'm sure with 36 elements, you'll work just like a bomb there, go ahead.
Yes, well, it really should, Tony. The reason for the third page is so that they can be connected in different combinations to raise and lower the angle of radiation. So for instance, I can use the upper bay alone, the middle bay alone, or the bottom bay alone, or the upper and the middle and the lower, the middle and the upper, or the upper and the lower, all those different combinations, which I will do depending on what I find on the incoming angle. But when you get this, if you look at it very carefully, you can see the RGAU feed lines. If you have good sharp eyes, you can see it without a magnifying glass. But I find it helpful to put a magnifying glass on it, and then you can see them very clearly. It's a very sharp picture made with a good camera, and it's in full color. So I hope you enjoy it, Tony. I'll shoot it out to you tomorrow. Your signal is building up. My goodness, you must be about 20-30 dB over S9 if I turn the antenna around. My problem is that the potentiometer that uses the feedback for direction has worn out, and they're out of production. I'm having a trouble getting another one. So at night, I generally don't turn the antenna. I just leave it wherever it is and work whatever I can hear. QSL, Tony, go ahead. Okay, Tony, very good. Well, Tony, I'm sure there'll be a lot of guys standing by to work that fine signal of yours. It's building up all the time here in California. I do thank you for the very nice QSO, and I'll also look for you on 15 if you work that band. Good evening to you from California, and I hope that when the big magnetic storm over, that the bands will be just in splendid condition. I'm sure they will be. 3 Delta 2 Alpha Germany, Suva, W6 King Peter Charlie Clear. Good evening, Tony.
W6K,
Morado, and the name is Rod, Romeo, Ontario, Delta. So how are things out in Fiji tonight? 3 Delta 2 Alpha Germany from Whiskey 5 Charlie Zulu.
Whiskey 5 Charlie Zulu,
3D2AG. Okay, 3D2AG from Whiskey 5 Charlie Zulu.
Okay there, Tony. I got your PO box as 14633, but I thought I heard you say 14622. Can you cue us out what the box number is, over?
All the statisticians and the smart boys and so forth said that we could not have 3 dry years in a row because that would violate the principles of statistical record keeping. It was unusual to have 2 of them, very unusual to have 2 of them in a row, but 3 would be virtually impossible. Well, the virtually impossible is happening. We're getting our 3rd drought year coming up. And right now we should be off the pumps and basking in the rainfall, so to speak, when the ground all loaded up with the ground is very dry. My son has been running the deep well pumps continuously the last 2 months to bring the moisture level up on all of the orchards here. We've added to the farm, Peter. We've added to the farm. We now have one square mile that's about 700, it's a little over a square mile, it's 720 acres, 640 being a square mile, and it's about 3 kilometers on the side, so it's about a 12-kilometer walk around the farm here. We're harvesting something every month of the year. At the moment, we're harvesting navel oranges, Peter. So I hope you and your lovely wife are enjoying life out there in the Kalahari. I saw a crazy picture about 2 years ago that I almost laughed my sides out. It was a wonderful picture. It was about your part of the world. I'm sure other fellows have told you about it. The name of the picture was called Gods Must Be Crazy. But we got to see some of that. The wonderful thing about the picture that I thought of you all through the picture was that we got to see what the countryside looked like in the in the forested part of the Kalahari there. It was apparently filmed somewhat near where your ranch is. Set us for push button, W6 King Peter Charlie.
Down there working with the company down in the Bay Area, down in Mountain View. And so I've been traveling down there quite a bit. Haven't been down there for the last 3 weeks, but prior to that I was down there about once a week for the last 6 months. So I got to be reasonably familiar with the San Francisco area, at least down in the Mountain View, San Jose area. But the company was up visiting us. Matter of fact, the company I visited was right next to LS-8 Air Force Base. Do you know where that is? KC-4AAA, KE-9MJ.
In the middle of October, took in the Smithsonian and as much as we could see, quite frankly, but it'd take about 6 months to see it all. There. Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta Sugar Sugar, here is K-9 India Mike Golf.
More like Tex-Mex, wouldn't it? Now, I got it that time about all the rain. Okay, we know, but we're getting straightened out on all that. You know, I heard the south of there, you know, south of there, they're awfully dry down around the Sydney area and on down in the, you know, New South Wales and on down there and down in that area, Victoria. But I heard them complaining about the drought, and that's sort of what goes on here in the States frequently. Everybody gets... Just about everybody gets too much rain, and then there'll be a few that that won't get any. Oh well, I guess maybe what we need to do is have a house on wheels where it can move, I guess, around. 73, I'd look for you again, Tex. Good luck. Yeah, we're running a kilowatt here and a three-element beam, and that helps hold the signal up enough there that we can be heard most of the time when the band's open. Very good evening to you. BK4TX, K5NE's clear. Bye-bye. Cheers, boy.